Blog Talk Radio.
X-ray on my...
Nope. Here you go. Nope.
Spray on my outerwear, whip game on power gear. Can't sit around with these broke niggas. I'm a real nigga, so I'm out of here. Axe spray on my outerwear, whip game on power gear. Can't sit around with these broke niggas. I'm a real nigga, so I'm out of here.
Shout out to all the Squad Life fans. Fuck with y'all. And let me say I love my niggas, man. Real rap, man. I die for my niggas. You can still be a hating nigga from down there. Just stay down there.
Yeah, Axe spray on my outerwear. Whip game on power gear. Can't sit around with these broke niggas. I'm a real nigga, so I'm out of here. Too smooth for the new school, so I went back and brought retros. New chain make my neck glow. Go Bruce Wayne on my next flow. I'm Batman of a black man. Doing cat scans on a rap game. Lord nigga with a big heart. I'm the lord version of a fat man. Black kicks with a check. Woo! Yeah, I still rock A1s. If you disrespect, then I check you. Damn nigga, then say something. I'm a squad nigga, so my game right. White bitch be my main wife. Rock wife beaters like my name Ike. I see haters in plain sight. I love bitches, I love hoes. Get rich, I'ma get a busload. Get a bitch, make her suck a dick. Make her lick a click, make her eat a butthole. I'm swagged up and you know it. My cash up, but don't show it. You showing all of your money, nigga, till it fuck around and get stolen. I grind hard and don't owe shit. Got a four fifth with a woe grip. Most of the time I focus. If you pull yours, I'ma throw clip. See, Lonnie ain't about the origami. If you diss one of my squad niggas, you'll get chopped up like salami. I celebrate and educate and dedicate what I appreciate. You talk shit, they wanna mediate. Me versus you, that's an easy take. You a soft nigga, just easy bait. You a dumb nigga, I'm a geek today. I scoop your bitch like my niggas hit. Your girlfriend was a freak today. I've been fucking her for a week today. No need to say I won't eat the plate. If handcuffing was a crime, you go to jail, went and beat the case.
All I do is post and get dope.
Whoa, whoa.
Fucking with whoa. Your bitch, I'm down and throw.
Whoa, whoa.
Everybody know I got a flow.
Whoa, whoa.
So battle me and nigga, it is O, O, V. All I do is post and get dope.
Whoa, whoa.
Fucking with whoa. Your bitch, I'm down and throw.
Whoa, whoa.
Everybody know I got a flow.
Whoa, whoa.
So battle me and nigga, it is O, O, V.
V.
Yo.
Yo. What up, Long Loki? Live on motherfucking Squad Life Radio, my nigga. What's going
right,
down?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I see, hold on. I see 412 and Ennington 5270. Is that your peoples?
That's Tato.
That's Tato. Let's get Tato on the line right now. Let's get Tato on the line. Tato, you with us?
Yeah, what's up, what's up, what's up?
What's going down? And hold on, hold on, hold on. 412-9232? Is that Mills?
Say that again, what was it, 9232?
That's my man, Trigger Man.
That's my man, Trigger Man. You can let him.
Let's get the Trigger Man on the line right now. You there, Trigger Man?
What's up, Walter?
Okay. What's going on, fellas? Squad Life Saturday.
Right,
so, you know what I'm saying? Hey.
I know, man. I couldn't be there.
Oh, yeah, it's cool, man. It's cool. We're gonna do this every Saturday. So, it's cool.
You know, I got you. Like, I'm going to be out there soon. Like, I'm up in the burg right now, man. Trying to work out this new mixtape. But, like, you already know my squad niggas I had to get a shout-out to.
Right.
Well, Long, look, I'm gonna stay in the cut, man. You take over, man. I'm gonna sit back and enjoy my wine, have my brew. You do what you do. Hold on.
Right.
Hold on, real quick. I see another line off there, 724, ending in 3632.
3632. No, let them listen. They listening.
Okay, no, it looks like they want to talk, but we'll let them listen for a second. You know what I'm saying? Ask a question later or something like that. Go ahead and do what you do, brother.
Whoever that is, stay on the line, man. The Squad Life, a.k.a. Mojo, I'm here with my man Trick Man and my man Tato.
Yeah,
my You already know, man. We just in here. We about to act a fool in here. You know.
Okay.
We about to talk about music, swag, and ratchetness because that's. A lot of you,
man,
motherfuckers.
I know Pittsburgh known for ratchets.
right. Yeah. But before I even get.
Hold on. Who's on the side of the road right now? Who's on 28? Yo, your audio
man.
Sounds horrible right now, whoever that is.
Nah, it's called a death right now.
Yeah, you gotta do something about that, bro.
What's going on?
Good?
It's better now.
What happened?
Hey, yeah, that shit's going. That's fucking up, bro.
It's fucking up, bro.
Side of the road.
Man.
All right, we good. Yeah, like I said, I'm gonna give a few shout outs. Smoke Pig, definitely gotta give a shout out to Smoke for hooking us up. I'm gonna shout out to Good Night, nigga. You know. I'm gonna give a shout out to my man. You can see all my homies on the mixtape, Vans, Matrix, the rapper, and all our fans.
Yes,
most importantly. Because that little shit matters, like giving us feedback, showing to SDs, all that other shit. So, you know what I'm saying? Chris Booker, you one of the main niggas. I just want to give that shout out. And last but not least, I want to give a shout out to the Hughes family because they took a big loss today.
Man, shout out to them niggas too.
Right. But so what's up? We're going to talk about some local music artists right now. We're going to start it off with music. It's music, swag, and ratchetness. We're going to start off with music right now. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Chicken Man. No.
What up?
Tato, you still there, bro?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'm gonna ask you real quick, bro. Some local music artists from the 724 to the 412. Give me like two motherfuckers you like listening to. Anywhere in the barrack, anywhere out here.
Philly, RIP, even though he dead, my nigga Teflon.
Right, of course.
My niggas from Squad Life, you already know my nigga Sonic for real, and Kid Co-op.
Right. Yeah, I definitely fuck with Teflon, man. Teflon, he's booming. What you think, Tato? You know what I'm saying? Because I got on my list. I'm definitely thinking about my RPG niggas from the North Side. My nigga T-Grizz and GTA, they all do Ken. I just start fucking with them. Them niggas is hard. Then Doug B, you know, TMDK down. You know, I threw you down there, Trigger Man. And,
you already know my nigga Long Low.
I made this a point to say this, yo. Your girl KK the Princess, yo. I listened to her freestyle or whatever that was. I don't know if it was written or freestyle.
Yeah.
She's nice as fuck.
You already know she's like,
her,
she like, she right here with me, though.
Yeah. She nice
that's
as fuck, yo. Tell her I said, what's up?
Hi, hold on.
Hi.
What's going on? Now, Tato, what you think, bro?
What's
some local artists you definitely love to, because you gotta show love to local motherfuckers if you want love back. I don't see anybody moving forward if you ain't gonna show love to people around you.
Right. I definitely fuck with RPG. Definitely, I mean, got some love with them on the stage and everything else. I definitely fuck with Hindi and Mies.
Yeah, man. But yeah, you already know. You already know that new MT dropping soon.
That what?
That new mixtape dropping soon. That TMDK, Welcome to the Mansion.
Right. I definitely seen that on your page, bro. I'm gonna have you get all your information or whatever at the end of shit. But yeah, most definitely. My whole thing of doing that was because, I feel like you gotta, we're local artists myself, you gotta give love to other local artists, you know, because
you
at the end of the day, it's a whole movement, you know what I'm saying? We gotta keep it moving, show love. But, that's basically as far as the music, you know what I'm saying? We doing our thing, we just dropped a mixtape, the Squad Life. We got it, it's all over Facebook, you know what I'm saying? You can search our Squad Life page, check that out.
Yeah, definitely.
Anything else? Any other music? You know what I'm saying? Any other music musicians or whatever? Y'all
oh,
got
yeah,
any
like
that? Yeah,
but
right
now
that's
going
cool.
Too.
I know it's not in the 4-2, but I want to give a shout out to New Orleans people. My cousins and shit down from New Orleans, stay with it, gay. You already know Stacks and Prince and the whole team out from Philly and all them. And, like, God paid me
right,
and
right.
T, man. They hold me
came
down.
Back from the inner, right? You just came back from the inner, right?
Definitely did. Dropped
right,
a couple
right,
of
right.
Down
shout out right, right. Shout out to them. Did. Shout out to them. Right. Well, this is what we're about to get into next, man. We just had to warm it up with the music section. The main thing everybody keep asking me about, you know what I'm saying, which helped us on with this topic, is the ratchetness. Ratchet shit. Now, hold up. Before y'all start talking, I just want y'all to listen and follow my lead. Just answer a couple questions for me, you know what I'm saying?
All right. Man.
I got you. Check it out.
I'm gonna
ask you, Trigger Man, because you look like you sound like you turned up right now. What is your definition of ratchet?
Man,
what's your definition of ratchet?
If you don't know how to act in public, like you don't just all out in public, just acting anything, and like just being disrespectful for no reason. And a ratchet, coming from KK, a ratchet is anything but a lady is a ratchet, basically.
You want to know what the crazy thing is, though?
Lately,
all the females have been changing it. They've been trying to change it to ratchet to be a good thing, talking about when they're
at the
party, club, and no, they be in the club and at the parties in front of the camera, dancing and everything else. Like, look, you
right.
See me? I was being ratchet. Like,
no,
technically,
it's not
a
problem with
thing.
That. Hey, real rap, I don't got a problem with bitches taking their ass, like, all up on me and shit, like, in videos and shit, but, like.
Yeah, no, that's cool. That's cool. But, yeah, I mean, you should see how some of the females are when they're saying that.
Oh, yeah. The behind the scenes cut.
Right. They all up in the video
we'll
with a cock guy talking about I'm ratchet.
Right. I want y'all to check it out. Well, look, I did a little online joint, MJ, and even though ratchet is not even...
Oh, you did
the ratchetness, you're not going to get the definition we're looking for, but there's a slang online dictionary, all right? So I looked it up.
Okay.
Ratchet means, in the slang term, eager, crazy, basically some... And it says this word for word. Basically, someone that will get wild and not give a fuck, all right? And there's adjectives mean, hold on, the adjectives is ghetto, nasty, and trifling. Trifling.
Basically.
Now,
you hit the nail on the head.
What'd you say?
I said you hit the nail right on the head.
Right. They had a little, you know how the dictionaries got the little sentences or whatever, blah, blah, blah. They had a little sentence that said, you know, for example, this boy is so ratchet, he came out the club with the same question on yesterday.
Hey, yo, question. How can a nigga be ratchet, though? Like, real rap. Like, I swear I thought
we made that word, bro.
For females.
But look, think about it. Ratchet, a nigga can be crazy and basically
crazy.
Someone who get wild. A nigga can be trifling. A nigga can be ghetto.
But that's just normal if you're in the club, though. If you, man, you gotta be turned up in the club, but there's a certain limit how turned up you can be, though.
Man, I feel what you're saying. When you think of ratchet, you're probably thinking some ratchet-ass bitch for weed coming out, and she just acting a fool on the dance floor, and she drunk. That's probably what you're saying.
You want to be realistic, bro.
There's some niggas can be ratchet as fuck, and for a nigga to be got a pocket to be
like
ratchet,
that's
kind of
gay.
That's kind of gay to me.
I don't know, but that's kind of gay to me.
Niggas can be ratchet, though. I just seen some faggot-ass niggas shaking their ass like females and shit up in the club all weird as hell.
I know. It's all on YouTube. It's all on Hot New Hip Hop. It's all on that bullshit, man. We know. We did our research on that.
Right.
Thank
right.
You.
So, yeah, like, I just can't see.
I got to chime in. Listen. I'm just sitting back in the cut and I'm listening to y'all niggas just cut up, right? But I don't even know what the fuck bracket is. You know what I'm saying? I'm motherfucking 36 years old.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Here's
my fucking definition and shit. But I, listen, when y'all was like, niggas could be ratchet too, I'm sorry. I had to go ahead and throw this up in there real quick. Real quick, and I'm gonna go back to the why. You know what I'm saying? This shit is ratchet to me. I watch the music videos and shit, see a bunch of niggas with their shirts off and shit, bouncing around each other all sweaty and shit, shaking their dreads and shit. And if you're looking at gay shit, that shit's kind of fucked up too. Because I'm like, yo, where are the bitches at? The bitches are
that's what I'm saying. All over tables and shit, like jumping off the table in a house that's nice and got furniture
man,
and
I'm
shit.
Like, hey. 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 Like, you know what I mean, nigga? Get your old ass off me, nigga.
Jumping up and down, like. Hey, but, hey, you know, I definitely do things with Keith Keith, though. Like, that's my man. That's my man. He got a couple bangers I fuck with, but, like, I don't know about his videos. That just be shirtless, shaking dreads on top of tables and shit.
He said, get your oily ass off me.
Get
your sweaty ass off me.
Man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, right. My nigga Smoke, you still there? Smoke, you still there?
He's sipping on wine.
I'm with you, shit. I was going to go downstairs and make a sandwich real quick.
Gotta do you. But, yeah.
I'm listening in, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm listening in. Hey, you got a caller out there, though. 724. And then 3632. Let me let them in real quick and see, you know what I mean? Maybe they want
to. Yeah. Everybody be quiet real quick. Everybody be quiet. Let them in.
Hold on.
Hey, Tricky Man, fix your background.
Huh?
Okay.
Hit mute, bro.
Who this?
Hello?
Yo.
Yeah, what's up, bro?
Hey, I just wanted to say shout out to the squad.
Yo. Who is it?
He just wanted to give a shout out to the squad. Hello?
Yeah, I think you muted the other niggas.
Put him back on mute. No, I had to mute your man real quick because he was sounding horrible.
Right. I was going to say that. Is Tay, you good? Tay, you still on?
Yeah, I'm still here. I hit mute on my phone, too, and hear nothing.
Okay. So, yeah, you said, did they say who that was? We just skipped over and I didn't even get it. Yeah,
he didn't really say who he was. He just said, I just want to give a shout out to the squad. His call dropped, so he might have been on the line. He might have been on the road somewhere.
Okay. Well, whoever that was, man, good look, man. That's the shit I'm talking about. Like that's what I said. When I said all of our fans, that little shit like that means something. You know what I'm saying? You showing love. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? But Trigger Man, we had to mute you for a minute, bro.
He's still on the line. I'm gonna see if he got his audio right. He's still on there, though. He ain't hang up.
Go in the house, bro.
Yeah, bro. I'm like I'm outside and shit on the struggle right now. I'm walking and shit like. That's why it's loud over where I'm at, bro. Huh?
Reporting live, Trigger Man. Got a snowplow and shit, nigga. Get inside.
My bad. I'm sorry. I'm working on it.
Nigga, you better get yourself up or something, hoping to get a ride.
Nigga, you already know it's Pittsburgh, man.
Right.
Where you at, man? Man, I'm down. Hey. I'm right now in Swissville, PA. Hey. You already know. Like, right now I'm with my shorty, like, you already know. But let's go to the crib. But I'm about to be on the way in the crib right now, though.
But look, check it out. Hey, what's good, folks?
You got another caller, 724.
Quiet, everybody be quiet.
and then in 7-5, 7-8, 5-7.
Hello?
Hold on. Carla, you're on. 7-8-5-7.
Yeah.
Uh oh, that's the boss chick. Is that the boss chick?
I want to hear a freestyle.
Oh, you want to hear? Oh, we want to hear a freestyle from you. What you talking
about?
No,
I want to hear a freestyle from you. Hey, now.
What you mean? Miss, I'm going to come to all the shows, but I'm never going to perform. Miss, I'll never want to get nobody a CD. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear something from Sierra. Let's get it.
I watch the YouTube videos.
Niggas know what squad is about. We want to hear some Sierra.
Okay. I was sick. I couldn't come to your party.
Oh. No, I thought that was my cousin, Sierra. All right, my bad, Longo.
No, I hear that.
I want to hear a freestyle. What the hell?
Longo, you got to give the people what they want.
Hold on.
You got to give the people what they want.
That was
who
cool.
Is this? It's Jess. Oh, Jess. Why she say this to Sierra?
Zachary! Yo,
come on, I want to hear a freestyle.
We not freestyling right now. We putting on a show right now. If you want to hear a freestyle, I'll give you one later on.
Oh, you can give a quick freestyle.
I got a question real quick. Motherfuckers want to know when the squad is going to be back at that Primo.
We plan on getting back at that Primo for another party. I'm going to say next month. That's what I'm working towards right now. I'm focused on promoting right now, everybody. So we definitely try to throw another banger. We just try to find more things so that it can be more popping for y'all and everybody don't gotta feel shy. And, you know, just a way so we can have more fun, you know what I'm saying? So it just ain't the same shit like, oh, y'all just come out. Yeah, oh, y'all dance in front of the camera. We dance and watch us perform. You know, we going to get other artists and, you know, other shit. We just try to find other ways. So we probably be back up there next month. That's what I plan on doing it. I got a lot going on because I just had a daughter. But, you know. Hello? Smoke,
no. No, I'm with you.
Okay. Yeah.
That was from your fired manager, player Paul Walker. He wanted to know. You know what I'm saying?
My man Paul, what's going on?
He's in the dungeon with me live right now, listening to it.
Okay. Okay, hey Paul, this is for you. So you never say I don't give you a shout out, my nigga. I'm about to tell the world, my nigga Paul. For one, DJ Goodnight helped us out in so many different ways, and if it wasn't for Paul, I would have never met DJ Goodnight. So shout out to Paul, helping me, you know, introducing me to DJ Goodnight. Because DJ Goodnight, I probably wouldn't be as good as I am at performing. I'm not the best, but. You know, he helped us out. So I just want to say shout out to Paul, long story short. Never say I never gave you a shout out, bruh. We got any more callers, bruh? Tato, you on?
Yeah, I'm still here. I think we got one more. Because he gave us two numbers real quick, so I think we got one more.
Okay. Hey, Smoke, why don't you, taking one of them callers for me, man. We're gonna get smoked a second.
What up, Lo?
Yo.
Thanks for the shout out, dog.
Oh yeah, no problem, bro, no problem. Don't smoke
the It goes. You hear me, Lo, right?
What's good?
What's that squad down the north side? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, RPG, I fuck with them. We gonna have them on the show next week. We just really So we getting a feeling shit right now. We just acting a fool on here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got Trigger Main this week.
Okay, that's it. Okay, Paul got a shout out in. Hey, we might try to get your man back on the line. He's still hanging out and shit, Trigger Man. Trigger Man, watch your audio, right, man? Playboy, hey, 7857? Is that the freestyle, girl?
And let him in before you unmute Trey.
Okay, let's go. 724 and then 7857. You're about to go live. Yo.
You all live.
I think that's the freestyle girl, yo.
That's a freestyle girl? Who?
I thought
it was your
cousin. Yeah, me too. We're going to mute her. We're going to get Trigger Man, man. Like, hopefully he's in the cut somewhere and not on his way to go ahead and get a sandwich or something like that.
Yeah.
Trigger Man, you on, boss, man?
Okay, what up, Walter?
I'm
kicking it.
What you doing? Trying to make it?
110% now, boss, man.
Look, check it out.
Hey,
check
it
out.
Hey, let me let y'all know right now. We got 3 minutes left. You just want to go do a little bit of overdrive? You just want to end in 3 minutes? Because we can go a little bit more over if y'all want to.
We can go over. It don't matter. No biggie. The people liking it. We got 7 likes. We got 7 likes on Facebook.
Okay, well, hey. Well, tell the call. Hey, all the people that's on the phones listening to it, do not hang up. Because once you hang up, after 3 minutes, you will not be able to get back on the line. If you're online, just hang out. It's going down. That's the freestyle girl. I thought I muted her. Go. No, not that. Let her back on. What am I doing? I'm fucking shit up.
It's all gravy. But we good, Smoke?
Yeah, we good. We're good. I'm seeing me and you are in there. Tato's still with us. Yeah. Still alive.
Real
quick, if you're on listening to the phone right now, stay on the phone because if you hang up, you will not be able to get back in. You know what I'm saying? The show, the original Squad Life Saturday is going to end and 2:15, but we're gonna do it overdrive, long low. So
yes,
let's
sir.
Go. I like what you've got going on right now. I'm learning from the young.
we taught you something. We taught your old ass the ratchetness.
Listen, we're still like I don't listen to like Chief Keef and all that shit. So When I want to know what the you know what I'm saying, the Young Spartans is coming up with, I listen to the Young Spartans because I'm like, okay, that's the environment of the hood or whatever was going on right now. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I Squad Life or whatever, you know what I'm saying, before tax, you know what I'm saying, all that shit before I even jam a Chief Keef. That's real skill, my nigga, like, because that lets me know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So I know right now, I know everybody's turned the fuck up. But yeah, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
We got 90 seconds left. More callers is calling in right now, man. Hurry up. They're trying to get their shit in, and that's what's up. You know
right.
What I mean? Oh, don't forget, tomorrow, my man, Coach Kyle's Corner, Everything Sports Talk. If you disagree with that man, go in with him. He's a Knicks fan. He's everything New York. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm going to definitely be calling in there. That's tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in there tomorrow.
Oh,
I'm in there.
Shit. Here we go, Mr. ESPN.
Six. You hear it, Long Love, right?
Right.
You hear the lady. That bitch sound bad, don't she, a little bit, though? For the truth. Okay. Yeah, 853, we see you. Hang on. We see your callers out there, man. Hang on.
Hey, Smoke, when you do that, just leave me and Tay on.
No, all y'all got to do is just stay on.
All right.
Phone. Just don't hang up.
All right.
Y'all be good. You should be good. It should not cut you off.
Tell me who you about to let in there.
All right. Okay. Everybody shut up. Hey, Everybody should have, right? Okay. Hold on, you're late. Let me see. I'm gonna make sure nobody gets cut off the line first, Lonlo.
Right.
Okay. We're in overdrive officially, and everybody's on the line. So we got a 412-5541.
Five four one.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Let them through. Let them through.
And then 5541.
That's my dad.
412-5541. You on it? You on live? Squad Life Saturday.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
This is Lonnie's dad. I'm ready to go on the show. Daddy Mojo. We got Daddy Mojo on the line. Hello? Can you hear me? Thank you. What's going on?
What's going on, Dad? Hey, yo.
Hey,
sir. Yo. Yeah. That was Troy saying congratulations, too.
Tell us how I take it, man. We live right now. I appreciate it. All right. How are you? Good. What you doing? Appreciate you. Proud of you. All right, Dad. I love you, too. I'll let you later, yo. You got to keep calling.
But they
trying
to talk to us.
No,
don't they?
Yo.
Yeah. We got any more
callers,
Smoke?
Yeah, we only got Papa Lope just went off. We still got Miss Freestyle up there that wants you to drop a freestyle. She's still on there.
Hey, Chicken Man. Mane.
Yeah.
Chicken Mane is still on. Tato's still on. Me and you still on. We about to continue on with our topics.
You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, let's go on
with the show. Yeah, we gonna continue on with the show. You know what I'm saying? But thank you for everybody calling out. Thanks to Pops. You know what I'm saying? Thanks to my nigga Chris Booker. Everybody calling out and anybody who's listening right now. Now, like I said, the topics today is music, swag, and ratchetness. You know what I'm saying? We got the ratchetness out the way. My nigga Smoke said it's kind of ratchet. He don't want you sweaty, bouncing on him, letting your dress smack him in the nose. He don't like that shit. You know what I'm saying? All that bouncing around, shit, he don't like. That's kind of ratchet to him. He's not gonna be in none of the music.
Look,
what's good?
Question. I know we're on topic about swag right now, but I got one, even though I'm not from Pittsburgh, from Baltimore. Can we talk about the Super Bowl?
Can we talk about the Super Bowl?
Because you know my team in the Super Bowl, you already know.
We about to talk about swag, Trigger Man. What are you talking about?
Hey, my Ravens do got swag. Hey, yo, my Ravens do got swag. Can you see how Ravens do swagging on y'all all the way to the Super Bowl? Yeah, Trigger Man, if you want to talk about that, tune in tomorrow, man. That's Coach Cal's Corner, man. I'm telling you. Yeah, tune in tomorrow. Everything sports, man. Everything sports. Everything sports tomorrow. Everything sports. My man DJ Donnie's out there on the line just listening, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to DJ. I got to get you at one of my parties one of these times, nigga. We got DJ Donnie.
Oh, this is what's going down real quick. DJ Donnie Hip Hop Tuesdays, right? And then we're going to go to the set where he's DJing at and do the show live from there.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. What's that? You got ready? Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to go to the next subject, which is swag, you know what I'm saying? I got a question for my niggas, because a lot of my niggas will be claiming they got swag. Nobody really knows
what swag is.
Like, what the fuck is swag? Keep it up. Hold on. Listen to me, bro. Listen. Now, can you have swag? What is swag like?
you got to be super fresh, clean. Like, if your whole outfit clean,
like,
that's
what is
swag.
The definition?
Like,
what's
the
definition of swag?
Swag is like, does your outfit have to cost $600? Is that swag?
No, not really.
My definition for swag is like the way you carry yourself, just the way you are, your confidence. I mean, that's your swag, and no matter what you wear, if you got confidence, you know what I mean, you carry yourself right, you know what I mean, you stay clean, no matter what you wear, nigga, you'll be swagging, period.
True.
What you think, nigga, man?
Man, really, swag to me is really like, do you, don't let nobody else tell you otherwise, like, really keep it 100, like, honestly, no matter what you wear, how you act in person, like, as long as you carry yourself 100% real, nobody can knock you for that. Like, it's
right.
Like, clothes, money, and jewelry don't have to do all that. Like, yeah, of course I like to look good because I always do that shit, but like, I don't think it matters, like, for real. I can go outside and beat her in some cargo shorts and then still say I got swag because I carry myself like a whole 100 nigga, like.
Hey, yeah, you right. I definitely think all that shit coming to handy, all that shit coming to play, what both of y'all said coming to play. But I got a little scenario for y'all. I got a scenario. I want y'all to listen. Because this shit be fucking me up on you. This shit be fucking me up. Now, you go on TV and you see Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz with Cheetah spandex on and shit. And that's crazy. But to anybody else, that's swag.
That'd be killing
me. Now, please tell me, is that swagging to you just because they
cheat
off
it? 100, hey, I'm here to be here. I do think that's swag because they're not letting nobody else tell them what to wear, how to dress. They do their own thing. They got their own little style.
You're right. They aren't letting anyone tell them what to do, but at the same time, it looked like they got in a fight with their stylist that day.
But think about it, like, would you let somebody, would you really let somebody tell you what to wear if you feel comfortable? Like, yeah, this is my shit. Like, it's my clothes. Like,
bro. Listen. I want y'all to listen to this. I think both what y'all both saying is right. But to an extent, you do what you do to an extent. Like, you don't. I can't say if I go outside or if I go outside of some cheetah spandex or if Tato go outside of some cheetah spandex and a ball on just because can't nobody tell that nigga what to wear. He's swagging. Fuck out of here. That's bullshit.
I know. I'm gonna have to tell him about it though. Like, bro, what the fuck are you wearing?
Yeah, no, that ain't ever happening, but it stopped me.
But the bra, though, you had to put him in the bra. Like, you could have put him in a tight-ass T-shirt, like, but you said a bra, though.
I'm just saying, you said swag is, you said ain't nobody telling you what to wear or whatever. I mean,
like, if he's so we have an opinion on what he wears. But, like, that's what he wears. Like, let him do him.
No, don't do that.
I let him do him. I ain't going to walk around with a nigga with a bra. I'm like, man, that's my man's in all hands and bands. But I ain't going to let him walk around in a bra. I'm like, bro, you need a T-shirt. some Jordan or some shit. Like, bro, like, you can go to the mall or some shit.
Right.
Bro, listen to me. I feel what y'all saying. I honestly think you got to be up to date with that shit. You got to be up to date with your swag. You can't just be walking around here with anything. So, therefore,
I know.
That cheetah shit, them niggas are the only niggas you see in that shit. And they be claiming they from the hood. I ain't gonna lie.
I own a couple truck fit outfits, bro. But I only fuck with the sweaters and the T-shirts and shit.
And I'm not fucking with nothing 2 Chainz wear or none of that shit because it's not swaggy to me. It's not. Not at all. You can't rock like that.
I'm talking about the church t-shirt that says church and have a funny-ass person on it. Like, not like all that pants shit and all that. This is for good.
He had a whole spandex cheetah outfit on. Like, he looked like
he just carved a leopard.
He looked like he just carved a cheetah and put it on him.
Yeah,
like
it
looked like he hopped inside a leopard's mouth, nigga, and start walking, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's not swaggy to be. But look, my whole the point I'm trying to prove is, bro. Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
yeah. All right, what's that going on in the background? But you got to step away from him or something. But this is my whole point I'm trying to prove right now. If you have swag, if your whole outfit costs $30, like say this, can you have a pair of Shacks, and then have an Echo shirt on, and it can be paid for you. You can swagger than that? Can you be swagger than that?
I
mean, me personally, no.
Audio right.
What's going on?
I had to take him down for a second until he get his audio right. There's too much going on behind him, man.
Right. Keep him muted, man. Keep him muted for a minute.
Man, you making some good points, but we can't even hear you, my nigga.
Right.
Shit loud, and the only thing I can hear is your people in the background, boss man. Like, go to set the door and put the towel under the crack or something, my nigga.
Keep him. He's gonna have to stay muted for a while, bro.
Go ahead, continue, man. Y'all just going to have to go in. We still got...
You heard what I said, bro.
Yeah, good for you, but me personally...
Hold on real quick. I don't mean to end the conversation. Real quick. I'm just going to ask her, because she's hanging out. Hold on. 7857, do you have anything to say about the topics that they are talking about right now?
Yo, you all laugh.
No, she doesn't. She just probably pushed one and she's on mute.
She lost.
Cool. No, but she's still hanging out, so it's cool.
Right. Thanks for calling in, though. At least you calling in.
It's cool.
And you listening right now. That's all that matters right now.
I'm gonna get
back to it. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Tato, what you think about that, bro?
I mean, personally, I'm not swagging out no Shacks or nothing like that, but if you could pull it off, you could pull it off.
Can you consider that swaggy, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, the difference...
Me personally, I can't consider it swaggy. Like, I got, like, one pair of trues. Like, I don't be spending mad money on it. Like, I be wearing denim, nigga. Like, I wear denim paper shirts and everything. That's swaggy to me, and I don't have to throw a fortune on my clothes or nothing like that. Like, to me, Shacks and all that isn't swaggy. It may be back in the day it was, like Starberry, maybe back in the day it was, but now, I mean, you got to keep up with the times while keeping your confidence at the same time. Like, so it's a little bit of a 50-50.
Right. So my whole thing is, because I'm just going along with, this is all leading back to motherfuckers following the bandwagon. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a nigga have a nice ass polo this, polo that on, or whatever, blah 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 blah. You know, niggas is swaggy. But look, as soon as you see a motherfucker with a Polo Assassin shirt on or whatever, just because you got the polo on, he not swaggy because he got Polo Assassin on. But so basically, it's like the nigga with the polo. The nigga with the polo is looking down on the motherfucker with the Polo Assassin or with the Shacks on, whatever, blah blah blah. All because his shit costs more. You know what I'm saying? But they both brand new. Now, I don't understand how, you know, the man with the polo is swaggier than him, because there's rich motherfuckers who's wearing real Louis Vuitton, real Gucci, and 100% real polo that consider themselves, you know, swaggy, like really swagging.
Can I chime in real quick? Or my fact, go ahead, finish your point,
man. No. What you got to say?
No, I say, like, this almost connects with me and Dondi was talking about the other day. Like, it ain't really, like, motherfuckers be attracted, and I mean, I don't understand, you know, I don't know where you're about to go with this, but motherfuckers, like, you can say swaggy or whatever, and say swaggy, but I'm gonna go deeper than that. Motherfuckers is attracted to labels,
right?
Okay?
Swear.
You know what I'm saying? And the whole thing about it is, true swag is really, for me, is knowing how to make a G look like 10,000. That's one. And you can have two nickels in your pocket to rub together and still have hella swag. Because you know why? I'm going to tell y'all why. Because y'all see it yourselves. Because y'all, you know what I'm saying, y'all out and y'all younger.
Juicy. And no disrespect to that guy. You know what I'm saying? You'll see a nigga that is completely bummy. His shoes look like, you know what I'm saying, look like he was goddamn deep sea fishing in the motherfuckers. But
right.
He's got bad fish on his arm.
Mm-hmm.